Wonderful Holy Spirit, we welcome your awesome presence in revealing your word to our hearts for this hour. And Father, I thank you for anointing your people in receiving your anointed word in Jesus' name. To the book of 2 Chronicles, chapter 26, verses number 1. Then all the people of Judah took Uzziah, who was 16 years old, and made him king in the room of his father Amaziah. He built Eloth and restored it to Judah. After that, the king slept with his fathers. 16 years old was Uzziah when he began to reign, and he reigned 52 years in Jerusalem. His mother's name also was Jecolah of Jerusalem. And he did that which was right in the sight of the Lord, according to all that his father Amaziah did. And he sought God in the days of Zechariah, who had understanding in the visions of God. And as long as he sought the Lord, God made him to prosper. In the same book, drop down to verse 16. But when he was strong, his heart was lifted up to his destruction, for he transgressed against the Lord his God and went into the temple of the Lord to burn incense upon the altar of incense. What we want to look at this day is what will happen if we stop seeking God. What will happen if we stop seeking God? Uzziah is a prime example for us today of an individual who made a decision to seek God. And note something. He sought God in the days of Zechariah, who had understanding in the visions of God. And as long as he sought the Lord, God made him to prosper. What I'm convinced about in this day is that sometimes prosperity, if we're not careful, can drive us from God rather than drawing us to him. I really believe many people cannot prosper. Many people cannot get too many things in life. The word tells us, but seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto us. But Uzziah made a decision to seek God, and God began to bless his life. But something happened somewhere in verse 16. But when he was strong, meaning he stopped seeking God. Let's find out what will happen if we stop seeking God. We're living in a day now where there's so much happening in our world. We read things in the paper. We look at the news. Things are so disturbing today. Every time you turn around, if it ain't one thing, it's something else. But in the midst of what's happening in our world, the Bible says, he that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. I thought about when the children of Israel was in Egypt, and all the plagues that hit Egypt. There was a location called Goshen that God told his people to stay in. And in this place, it was a place of protection, a place of provisions, and a place of blessings. But now God's people had to remain in Goshen in spite of what was happening in the world. So let's find out what will happen if we stop seeking God. Number one, we will become strong in our flesh where we won't receive corrections. It's amazing that when you pray and you're seeking God and something may be out of line in your life, when you hear truth, you won't reject it. But when you stop seeking God, you become strong, headstrong, You become lifted in pride. You become arrogant. You become rejectful, rebellious of truth. The Bible says correction is grievous unto him that forsake the way. In other words, you don't want to be told nothing if you're not praying, because prayer keeps your heart soft. Prayer keeps your spirit open to receive the seed of the word. So number two, we will become lifted in pride and become arrogant and no longer humble. When we stop seeking God, we will become lifted in pride. You will feel like you don't care what you do. You don't care who know what you're doing, and you will become arrogant and no longer humble. Humbleness or humility is simply strength under control. A lot of things that you could deal with, but when you're seeking God, you let God deal with them. But when you stop seeking God, you forget about that and start handling matters on your own. Number three, we will start going places we know we should not be in. In our story here with Uzziah, he starts off by seeking God. God begins to prosper his life. Then we see where he became strong. And if you continue to read from verses 16 through 21, you will discover that Uzziah started going places. He went into the temple and he began to do things he should not have been doing. What is that saying to you and I? What will happen if we stop seeking God? We will start going places we know we should not be in. It's a thing of a personal conviction. And what I've come to understand is that we cannot control people. We cannot dominate or dictate to people. We may see people doing things that's not right, but we cannot more or less change nobody. I have to stress that. We cannot change no one. Now, if the word does not bring conviction to a person in reference to what they're doing, our personal opinion ain't hitting on nothing. So in number three, we will start going places we know, watch this, we should not be in. Uzziah went into the temple. He went into a place he shouldn't have been in, all because he was no longer seeking God. When you're seeking God, you will come to a point in life. Hear this real good. It's not that you can't go to a lot of places, but the more you begin to seek God, you will discover, I don't want to go nowhere that the Lord can't be in. I don't want to go to a place where I'm going to bring shame to him. I don't want to go to a place that will not benefit me. But in our story here, Uzziah went into the temple because he felt like he was a king. He can do whatever he wanted to do. So you see, what will happen if we stop seeking God? We will go places we know we shouldn't be in. Number four, we will do things that we never used to do and don't care what nobody says. Think about that. We will do things that we never used to do, and then we'll get an attitude, you don't care who know it. I don't care who see me. I don't care what nobody think about me. Yes, you do care, but it just shows that you're not seeking God anymore like you used to. What Uzziah started off doing, as I keep stressing this, he started off seeking God. God began to prosper him. Tremendous things begin to take place in his life. But sometime prosperity, like I said earlier, can sometimes drive people away from God rather than drawing them to him. And God will never bless us to turn our back on him. That's not from him. We need to understand a lot of things people are getting in life. Where is it really coming from? Anytime the enemy can offer Jesus all the kingdoms of the world, what make you think he can't offer people things today? And then he would have them deceive and thinking that God has blessed them with what they have when they're a million miles away from him. Amen. Number five, we will become upset toward anyone who tried to help us and show us our error. Look at verse 19. Then Uzziah was wroth and had a censer in his hand to burn incense. And while he was wroth with the priest, notice something. He had an attitude with the priest who was trying to correct him. When you're not seeking God, you become rebellious. You reject truth. You don't want to hear nothing what nobody say. It's like your mind is just set to do whatever you want to do. But now Uzziah didn't become like this overnight. Hear what I'm saying? In verses 5, and he sought God in the days of Zechariah, who had understanding in the visions of God. And as long, note that, as long choice, Uzziah sought the Lord. He chose to spend time in prayer. He saw the need to stay before God because of things God was doing in his life. And as long as he sought the Lord, watch this, he sought the Lord. He didn't seek prosperity. And because he sought God, God made him to prosper. He didn't have to beg God for things. God caused him to prosper. But now we notice this same Uzziah in verse 19, he became angry. His attitude changed. When we're not seeking God, our attitude will change toward people that's trying to help us, and we will look at them as being the enemy. They're trying to correct us in something that we know. Watch this. We know what we're doing ain't right, but we don't want nobody to tell us what we're doing is being wrong. So that shows you the mindset as to what can happen when we stop seeking God. You become upset toward anyone who tried to help us and show us our error. Number six, we will reject correction because we won't see what we are doing is wrong. We will reject it. I don't want to hear that. I don't care what you say. I'm going to do what I want to do. And you see in the case with Uzziah, he felt like because he was a king, that he can just go wherever he wanted to go and he could just do whatever he wanted to do. See, prayer keeps you in line. Prayer keeps you in place where you're supposed to be. But when you stop seeking God, you get out of place and don't care who know it. You have no structure about your life. You just say whatever you want to say. You just do whatever you want to do. So many things begin to happen when you stop seeking God. And number seven, we will open the door for judgment where no one will be able to get us out or help us. Stay tuned for part two of what will happen if we stop seeking God.